Happy Friday. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Hey, happy March Madness. It is here. I wonder how anybody's going to get any work productivity done with the madness happening. But hey, we're going to put that in focus today with March Madness upon us. What are some names, some players that Spurs fans should be looking to as the madness continues? And with the Spurs 3 first round picks, maybe there's some players that Spurs fans really need to keep an eye on. But we're going to also be looking at tonight's game, Spurs Pelicans, big game with that play-in chase right here and now. To do that, I am joined by my good friend Jack Thompson. He is with San Antonio Sports Star, co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover and the Post Up. Jack, are you going to get any work done during madness?
What do you mean? This is when I'm my most productive at work.
What is it about madness?
My calling.
What is it about madness where even employers are like, whatever, we know you're going to watch it just here. You ever notice that they put TVs out for everybody? So even they know is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in high school, just me and my friends would just be watching on our phones literally all day throughout classes, and no one really said anything. So I think it's just, you got to just bite the bullet most of the time. Either just expect it to come and just turn a blind eye so nothing really happened. But
I mean, you must be anxious for all this, man. It's here, man. So, and this is your thing, because you really love college ball.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with college basketball. So this is my time of the year, man. This, I look forward to it so much every year. So I will be watching all the games I possibly can, for sure.
Well, if you want to follow Jack on Twitter, make sure to follow him on Twitter at Jack_Thompson33. He says he's a sneaker and hoops head, and right now it's all about hoops. So make sure to follow him and chat him up. Talk to him about Spurs and draft prospects. We're definitely going to be putting that in focus later on the show. But Jack, let's go to dive right into today's episode. Start off with tonight's game, Spurs Pelicans. I believe it's the last game of this long homestand. But look, after the win versus OKC, the Spurs players, Lonnie Walker, everybody was just saying, nope, the target is still the play-in. Now, technically, they're out of it right now. They're not, 7-10. But tonight's game is big, because if they want to accomplish that goal, they got to take care of business tonight versus Pelicans. Are you expecting a kind of a playoff-ish atmosphere?
Yeah, I think everyone's going to go pretty hard. I mean, we are 2.5 games back from the Pels as we sit. So this would leave us at 1.5 games with, I believe, 11 more games to go. So, yeah, I think that both teams are going to bring their A game, and it's going to be a rowdy one for sure.
How big is it for San Antonio losing Doug McDermott for the rest of the season with an ankle injury?
Man, that's definitely tough. He's our premier floor spacer. He's been very good for the team, I think, also as a veteran presence, because we are a pretty young team. And Doug has played in the playoffs. He's played in big games, so missing him for the rest of the season, if we do make the play-in, it's going to be tough for sure. But, we've got guys that are ready to step in, and I think that the void will be filled easily. So while it might be big off the court, I don't think on the court it'll be as big.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. The loss of, some veteran, presence. I know Josh Richardson is doing well in that department. But yeah, you lose that guy, Doug McDermott, 7 seasons in the NBA, seen some playoff time. If the Spurs were to make the play-in tournament, he'd be huge for them. But yeah, a big loss. You lose a 3-point threat, as well as a guy that could slash. I never really followed McDermott too much before he became a Spur. Been pleasantly surprised that he was actually a slasher. But man, all that money, Jack, for him to just be sidelined. And I felt like he didn't really play this. It was so weird. It was like he played this season, but not really, because he was always in and out with injury, Jack.
Yeah, he did. He did miss a lot of time. And I think we didn't get him on too big of a contract, but anytime you bring in a free agent that you expect to, start and take meaningful minutes and take big shots, for him to be in and out of the lineup most of the season is definitely disappointing. I've always been a Doug McDermott fan, even back from when he was at Creighton, and he was a completely different player. But now we're going to miss him for sure. He spaces the floor for us. He's always that outlet in the corner or on the wing.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see who we throw out there instead. I would imagine it's Bates Diop, but he's definitely not
he's
the
out.
Same player.
Yeah.
So I don't really know who's going to fill the void for Doug.
Yeah, it's like it's going to be a Richardson, you know, filling the spot. So,
yeah, which I do. I like Richardson a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's good for the team, definitely.
Absolutely. Spurs-Pelicans tonight. The Spurs are up in the regular seasons, 2-0 over New Orleans. And you're looking at some of the numbers, you know, of the Spurs. It's really going to come down to two things, you know, who plays defense, I mean, in my opinion, because they're not that far apart in points per game. Pelicans about 108, Spurs about 112. But opponent point per game defense, Hornets whole team to about 109, while the Spurs allow about 113. I expect a very, very close game. Look at the field goal percentage overall. Pelicans about 45%, Spurs about 46%. But the good news is, Jack, and I get your thoughts on this, is that coming into tonight's game, when it comes to the three ball, the Pelicans have been really, really hurting in that department. We'll take a look at some of the things here. The Pelicans, 5 straight games with a lower three-point percentage than their opponent, and in those same games, obviously with less three-pointers made. That has to help San Antonio, because Spurs, sometimes when the opponent three ball is falling, man, that it's a long night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And only one of their last four. Yeah, one of their last four against the Rockets. So actually one of their last six they have won. So they've had a tough go of it recently. They just got beat pretty easily by the Suns. So they're definitely looking to bounce back. I fully expect to get their A game tonight. It's going to be a tough one. I mean, both teams are fighting for that play-in, want to show what they've got. So it's going to be a tough one. There's no doubt about that. But if we can hold their three-point percentage down like it has been, I think we should take this one.
The Pelicans come into tonight's game with 2 straight road losses. Bodes well for the Spurs. As well as this, again, another stat in favor of San Antonio. The Pelicans, 3 straight games, doesn't bode well for San Antonio. They have 3 consecutive games with more free throws made than their opponent. And that's what we've been seeing of late, Jack. Sometimes the Spurs struggle just to get to the free throw line. Do you think that's just more, you know, refs see it just a young team and they got to earn their stripes before they get the calls?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. The NBA definitely predicates to vets and stars. And, you know, the Pelicans have 2 NBA household names in Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum. So they're definitely going to get their calls. Those are multi-time all-stars right there. So I think it's just the Spurs, you know, just being a young team. And, yeah, like you said, just got to work towards getting those calls in the future.
You know, you mentioned CJ McCollum when he was wearing the Blazers uniform, and even now he seems to always
Spurs
get up
killer.
For the Spurs game. I mean, he averages about 20 points plus per game in his history versus San Antonio. So we've seen a pattern here, Jack, and I get your thoughts on this, where speedy guards tend to burn San Antonio. We saw just recently SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, just torched San Antonio. Is that a concern? Is that the one player you're keen on tonight if you're the Spurs coaching staff, or is it somebody else? Football might be over, but basketball is in full steam as both pro and college hoops are underway. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline.net is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline.net is your source for hockey, boxing, UFC odds, right down to Olympic coverage and information. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I mean, definitely he's their leading scorer at 26 points a game. So you're definitely keying in on him. But Brandon Ingram's no slouch either at 23 a game. So it's gonna be tough to corral those two. And then they've got big Valanciunas for Jakob to handle down in the middle. So it's going to be a tough one out there. They've got three really, really good players that are very good on the offensive end. So it's going to be hard to contain them with our lineup. We'll see who steps up and guards Brandon Ingram, because I think you got to put DeJounte on McCollum to kind of negate him with his size and length. But I don't know who we really have to, now that we don't have Bates Diop. I guess you put Devin on Brandon Ingram to try and put that length on length. But it's going to be a tough one tonight, because those two can really put the ball in the bucket.
CJ McCollum comes in averaging about 26 points per game in just 13 appearances for the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram, 22.8. You mentioned Valanciunas. He's averaging about 17.9 and 11.4 rebounds. He's going to be a handful for Jakob Poeltl tonight. But you go a little further down the depth chart here. Jackson Hayes, he 8.9 points per game, about 4 rebounds per game. You get Alexander Walker, 13 points per game. You know, you look at the Pelicans and you're like, San Antonio, you cannot play the way you played against the Thunder and hope to just escape with a win as they did versus OKC. How big would it, if they were to drop the game to Pelicans tonight, I mean, does that really, really curb any push for the play-in? Because I think even if they lose tonight, they can still make up ground.
It definitely makes the uphill battle a lot harder, because then we would be 3.5 games back with 11 games to go. And realistically, like 3.5 games back is really, you've got to count on them to lose games too, as well as you winning games. So it definitely makes the fight a lot more harder, but not out of reach to where that we have no hope. But if we don't win this one, it makes it a lot tougher to get into that play. And so if that's what we're shooting for, like they keep saying, then we got to take this one for sure.
Yeah, I mean, how close of a game should we expect? Well, again, if numbers don't lie, then it should come down to the wire. I mean, just go down category by category. Rebounds per game, Spurs average about 45 a game, Pelicans 45 a game. Assist, the Spurs are the best in the NBA, 28 assists per game, but the Pelicans average about 25. Turnovers, the Spurs win that battle barely. The Spurs cough the ball up about 12 times a game. The Pelicans, 14. Blocks per game, Spurs average about 5. Pelicans average about 4. It's going to be a close one tonight, Jack.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be a close one, because both teams are going to be amped up to try and get this win. Neither team has been playing, to their standard really as of late. So I can definitely tell you that both teams are going to get up and be ready to get in their dogfight to go take this win, because of the, repercussions it could have if you take a loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge. And with the Spurs, as Jack mentioned, openly admitting that they're chasing that play-in spot, tonight's game is going to be huge for them. What is one thing you just want to see out of this team tonight versus New Orleans?
I'd really love to see us key in on CJ and make someone else beat us. If he gets going, then it's going to be a long game, because CJ is one of the most skilled players in the NBA. And once he sees the ball go in the bucket, it could be a long night for the Spurs. And knowing about March, I mean, I remember when CJ McCollum and that Lehigh team took out Duke in the first round. So CJ gets up from March, and he likes the ball in March. So he's all about the madness, and got to key in on him and try to make someone else beat us.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. For me, I guess 1B in this case, McCollum being 1A, 1B, it's just that battle in the middle. Jackson Hayes, long, athletic, aggressive, scrapper kind of big. You got Valanciunas. I really want to see, how Poeltl and the rest of the big men deal with that. So I think, yeah, exactly. Come down to CJ or the battle in the paint. So, but another good one. And the last game of the 7-game homestand as well. Spurs, after tonight, will head on the road for about a 4 or 5-ish road game. So, yeah, season is winding down very, very fast. And by the way, quick side note here, Jack. Nobody's talking about this, but it's also the countdown of Becky Hammon's time in San Antonio. It's running out fast. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So let's absorb it, soak it in, seeing Becky on that sideline doing her thing, because her time in San Antonio is winding down fast. We're talking with Jack Thompson. He's with San Antonio Sports Star. He's the co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover and the Post Up. He's a big sneaker and hoops head. So make sure to follow him on Twitter at Jack_Thompson33. By the way, before we dive into March Madness, anything new on the sneaker front that you're looking at right now that Spurs fans should be aware of?
Man, I've been on vacation for the past week, so I've been kind of laid off social media. So I've got to get back into the game and get prepared for the shows on Saturday, or the shows tomorrow. So right now, I don't really have anything that really jumps off the page to me or out of my mind right now. So. But if you want to key in, listen to the Post Up tomorrow. Me and Pledge will definitely have some sneakers that are coming out.
What time is that where we can tune in?
That is going to – the Post Up is going to run from 11 to noon Central Time. So, but you can catch us on YouTube and Facebook Live. We always stream it. Just look up San Antonio Sports Star and find the Post Up. Click that link and you'll tune in to me and Pledge beautiful faces talking some hoops.
But I think you went to LA, right? You went to California?
Yes, sir.
How was it?
The last week in LA. It was a lot of fun, man. We went to Disney and Universal for a couple days, and then one of my best friends lives out in LA now, so we spent a couple days with him. But yeah, it was a great time. Definitely a great getaway for sure.
Sick invite, man. Appreciate that. all right, well, let's go to dive into your bread and butter. That is madness. Look, I get it. You know, you probably have multiple brackets filled out. You know, hopefully you strike it and, you know, get some good money out of that. But Spurs fans, especially this year, are really getting likely to be tuning into the madness, because Spurs got 3 first round picks. You know, who knows if they keep them all? I don't think they do. But if they do, well, here we go. They also got a couple of second round picks that are looking better and better with each day, because I think the Lakers are losing. And yeah, so I mean, things are looking great for the Spurs when it comes to the draft. But who are some names that Spurs fans should be looking at now that madness has begun?
Well, I would definitely be looking at Iowa's guard forward, Keegan Murray. He's going to be the first round pick out of Iowa since like the 60s or something like that. Some ridiculous time. He's a 6'8 wing. He can score it from all 3 levels. Got a great stroke from behind the arc. Really good in the paint. He can take you off the drive. Keegan Murray is a name to watch for sure. Who I would watch, if you can catch Memphis, they got Jalen Duran. He's a 6'11 kind of like a wing forward, I guess. Mostly a wing, mostly a center, I would say. He's basically like a baby Dwight Howard. The kid's chiseled out of granite. He can really play above the rim and has got great defensive prospects for sure. If we end up going guard at that spot, which, I mean, the Spurs, it's definitely in the realm of possibility. I would be looking at Johnny Davis out of Wisconsin. 6'5", 200-pound shooting guard, point guard. He's up for player of the year. He's getting comparisons from all types of NBA players, but he just knows how to get to his spot and score, especially in the mid-range. He's very potent in the mid-range. And if you look at the blueprint of the Spurs, we like guards that can get into that mid-range and score it. So he would definitely be one that I would be looking at too. Man. There's so many options in that 11 to 10 range that we could fall in. From Arizona, there's a kid from Canada his name is Benedict Mathurin. He's an elite scorer at the 2-3 position. That's definitely another name to watch for the Spurs, I would say. Benedict can also score it from all levels. He's a great slasher, got a great shot from three. So those are some names that I would keep in mind for that first pick that the Spurs get.
Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted more energy. I wanted to optimize my immune system. Hated taking all those pills, vitamins. Just wanted a supplement that tasted great. I got it with Athletic Greens. So what is this stuff? Well, you take just one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens and you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, just to help you start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients, supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, aging, everything. So far, and it's been benefiting me big time, especially with my digestion and energy. It's just so simple to use. Look, it's lifestyle friendly, so you can use it if you're on keto, paleo, vegan diet, you know, it's dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever you have, it'll work well with you. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, and it is just unbelievable. It's something you can use every single day to take great care of yourself, and it costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Athletic Greens is a climate neutral certified company and has over 7,000 five-star reviews. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with a convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements just to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NBA Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NBA Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Celebrate the freedom of choice with Built Bar. Did you know you can choose from many delicious flavors at Built Bar? Well, you can get coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, strawberry. The list goes on and on. There's definitely a flavor for each and every Built Bar fan. And hey, look, if you feel like you're going to miss out, they have the mix box. You'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're also healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today. Get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. That is pretty cool. Go to built.com right now and get yourself 15% off your order. That's built.com, 15% off. Once again, at built.com. Now, you know, obviously, again, you know, Spurs fans are definitely going to be watching Madness. You know, with players' names on the board, you've seen all the mocks, Keegan Murray, he's one name that really pops up a lot falling to the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, if players have a bad showing in Madness, how dramatic does that impact their stock? You know, should Spurs fans really be worried? Like, just I'm pretending here. Like, Keegan Murray has a bad showing, you know, do you put a lot of stock into that? You know, how should fans approach looking at players, whether they're playing really well or really bad?
I'd say there's definitely something to it, but with a player like Keegan Murray or Johnny Davis, who are National Player of the Year candidates, who have been doing it night in and night out every game, you know, you can't have a great game every game. And some nights the shots just aren't going to fall. So if it's a player like that, then I don't really put that much stock into it because they've done it with a large enough sample size to where they can brush it off and, you know, go back to, you know, being themselves. So while there's something to say to it, I don't really put that much stock into one bad game.
I look at this Madness and, you know, I get it, you know, it's fun times for all college basketball, just basketball fans in general. But you look at recent history, you know, wasn't it, I think it wasn't it Gordon Hayward who coming into Madness wasn't really on the radar, but he exploded on the scene and yep. His stock just jumped, you know, tremendously. Yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah, you're completely right. I remember Gordon Hayward when he was on that Butler team and they made it all the way to the Final Four. Nobody really knew who he was, but after that, everybody knew who he was, and he ended up being a first-round pick.
Are there any sleeper names that you would like, that you're probably eyeing on to see their stock just rise up in the next few weeks?
Man, that's tough. I really like kid out of Stanford named Harrison Ingram. He's a McDonald's All-American. He played for the FIBA U18 team and has a gold medal. He's a wing, combo wing from Stanford. He kind of does it all. He reminds me of a little bit of a quicker pace Kyle Anderson. So he's a name that if Stanford could, you know, make a game or two run, that people will definitely know his name. And besides that, it's tough. I mean, I feel like everybody in that first round are kind of people that, because this is kind of a deep draft, so it's everybody outside of that first round. I'm trying to think who can make a run that people haven't really heard of.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, the draft is so deep, and names are going to be, you know, probably popping up left or right. I'm pretty sure there's going to be that player or players. They're going to have a great opening game. And, oh, my God, Spurs should chase them. Go get them. Trade up or trade down. You know, speaking of that, speaking of the picks, though, three first-round picks. Do you think the Spurs stick with the three or make some moves with the three first-rounders?
I feel like we attempt to make some moves for sure, but I'm kind of about picking all three. I think three picks in the top 20, I mean, it's, you definitely have a chance to strike gold with one or two of them, because there's always those players that fall by the wayside and that are still NBA ready and can make a legit impact on your team. I mean, we saw it with Keldon. We didn't get him until, you know, 19, and we struck out with our first pick. So kind of having that kind of safety blanket in that after the lottery where teams are, you know, they're chasing the what-if type of players instead of the players that really did it night in and night out in college and made a name for themselves, but maybe stayed, you know, some extra years in the NBA, you know, front offices kind of leaned away from those older players. Having that, you know, two picks in that 16 to 20 range, I think could pay dividends for the Spurs in finding some guys that are ready to make an impact rather than the lottery ticket type guys where you're just kind of banking on them to turn into something. So while I think the Spurs will make a move to try and maybe move up or something in that, along those lines, I'm also would be very excited if they decided to draft all three.
Is this how much you're trying to forget about the Luka Saminich pick? Because Saminich was number 19.
Not even going to bring up
his and Keldon was 29. So,
oh, see, there you go.
You blocked out the Saminich pick so much. Or, by the way, whatever happened to him? Is he still in the G League?
I saw that he was. I saw something about him on the Nets G League recently that he's just. I've said it from day one. The dude's just not going to pan out. He hasn't done anything over there. He hasn't done anything for us. So he needs to just go back to the EuroLeague and make some better money.
We're talking with Jack Thompson. He is with the San Antonio Sports Star. He is a co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover and the Post-Up. Follow him on Twitter at Jack_Thompson. And we're looking at Madness. March Madness is here. And all eyes, at least for Spurs fans, will be watching very closely on players' performances. You mentioned it is a deep draft. How deep do you think this draft goes?
I mean, it's extremely top heavy with, you know, the first five picks, I would say. But after that, all the way through, I would say, you know, around 20-ish, there are definitely players. Even past that, from when I look at the mock draft, I think all through the first round, you can really find a player that can come in and make an impact on your team. Like the what I'm looking at right now, it has the Grizzlies taking Oscar Tshiebwe at 29. if you don't know anything about that guy, he's the leading rebounder in the nation. He averages 16 and 16 a game, and he's up for National Player of the Year. So getting a player like that all the way at the end of the first tells you that this is a pretty deep draft. So I think wherever you're picking in that first round, you can definitely find a player that can come in and make an impact on your team.
Yeah, and I'm excited. You know, this is the first time the Spurs are going to be major players in the draft and free agency.
Yep. If,
you know, they do it right with all that money they got. You know, and so many options on the table. They can draft for other teams, you know, and then flip them. They can draft straight out and to flip them later on. You know, we've seen it plenty of times at draft day. How many times have you seen, like, so-and-so get, you know, a Bucks cap, and then later in the evening they're wearing a Hawks cap because they got dealt? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that could happen. So, and that's what I like what the Spurs have ahead of them is just the flexibility, the options to do whatever they need to do to improve this team. And speaking of improving of the team, you know, we're talking about how deep this draft is. You know, the Spurs are knocking on the play-in tournament's door. Where do you still stand? Do you think they should still kind of coast the rest of the season and rack up ping pong balls? Or do you agree with the players are saying, you know, I mean, I know they have to say that, but, you know, the chase for the play-in, where do you stand still?
You know, I'm kind of foot in both camps. I would definitely love to see the Spurs move up in the draft and collect more of those ping pong balls to potentially get into that top four. But, you know, if we make the play-in tournament and our young guys get to get some of that spotlight and that national TV time and, you know, that playoff experience, then I would definitely love to see that too. So I feel like it's kind of a win-win for both sides right now because, like I said, the draft is deep, and if we fall out of the lottery into that play-in, we could still get a guy that is, you know, very good, maybe not as good as we would have got before, but definitely a good player. And we still have those other two picks behind it. So that is kind of a security blanket. So if we happen to fall out of it, we have that. But if we drop a bunch of games and get rack up more ping pong balls and percentage points to try and get into that top four or five, then that's great news as well. So I think it's definitely a win-win situation for the Spurs.
He is Jack Thompson. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Jack_Thompson33. Yeah, hit him up. Talk to him about college basketball. He definitely knows his stuff. And with the Spurs likely to have a really good draft, he is the guy you want to talk to about players and on the Spurs' possible radar. Jack, before I let you go, because I know you want to go check out all the madness right now, did you see the Batman?
I have not seen it yet, but I think I'm going to see it tonight.
Killing me, Jack.
You're I know. I've been in L.A., man. I've been on vacation.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true. But no, you're definitely going to love it. You're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. I'm Pledger, super excited.
Me and your co-host, Pledger, James Pledger, we had a little debate on yesterday's Locked On Spurs, and he ranks it as the best Batman ever.
I
have it as 1B. I just something about the Dark Knight I like.
It's gonna be tough to beat that.
I mean, but I have the Dark Knight by a hair. You know.
And, I'm super excited to see it.
I don't want to spoil it for you, so. but hey, a little advice: go to the bathroom. Make sure you're stocked up on snacks. That movie is long. It is long, and you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it. But other than that, yeah, make sure to listen to him on the radio there or on YouTube or even on Facebook, Saturday Morning Hangover, San Antonio Sports Star, and the Post Up. Tell us more about those two shows you got going.
Man, so Saturday Morning Hangover, we're going from 9 to 11 Central Time every day. We're just chatting them up about all sports, all major sports storylines. We kind of key in more a little bit on the Texas sports, but we like to hit all the major storylines. And then right after that, we run the Post Up from 11 to noon Central Time. In that one, we hit all of the hoops culture. We'll hit all the major NBA storylines. But since, you know, we're deep in madness, I would imagine we're going to do a completely March Madness show this upcoming weekend. We do like to break away from the between the lines in one of our segments that we call Out of Bounds, where – We talk, you know, hoops culture, hip hop, sneakers, just stuff that revolves around the game. But yeah, we just like to chat it up all about hoops for that hour. So if you're into that, check us out for sure.
Hey, are you a gamer? Like, do you play like video games?
Oh yeah, big time gamer. I got myself a PS5.
So did you see how Jacoperto was playing Warzone, Call of
playing
Duty
Warzone?
You think you can take him? Can you take him?
Man, I haven't played Warzone in a while, so he might get me in that, but I'll give him the work in 2K.
Oh, you're giving him work? Really? Wow, it's like that, huh?
Yeah, I'll give him the work in 2K.
Well, Jakob, you're listening, which I know you are, right? Take that challenge from Mr. Jack Thompson here. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Locked On Spurs will be transitioning to YouTube maybe as soon as next week, but definitely within the next 2 weeks. Doesn't mean that the MP3 won't be available anymore. No, it'll still be available. You can still download it, listen to it, da da da. It's just another avenue for you to jump on Locked On Spurs via YouTube. Don't worry, Jack. When next time you're on, and we're already in the YouTube area, if you don't want to be on camera, you don't have to be. They taught me how to add images over people's faces if they don't want to be on. So little by little, I'm learning. But yeah, just another way for you to check out Locked On Spurs. And make sure to follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. So for Jack Thompson, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.